We are all in different places and how we feel, how we handle things, how things affect us. So I do feel as if I'm only going to skim the surface here this morning. But hopefully we can give someone a nudge to say to stay strong on the journey that we call life. And yeah, and often I do think it's God's sense of humour when you are asked to speak on something or something that comes to mind when it should actually be a lesson for yourself. But today I want to share with you a verse that comes from Matthew. And Michael started with it this morning. And by the way, great songs there, Michael. Enjoyed all those this morning. I was humming Because He Lives for quite a bit of that service this morning. Yeah. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Just let those words sink in. Let them wash over you for a bit, and we'll circle back to it. Use one of these every day, multiple times a day. Your choice of beverage is your choice of beverage. So how heavy is this glass? Anyone want to take a guess? 100 grams? I suppose it's hands on the cup.
300?
Well, for the purpose of today's illustration and today's message, the weight of the cup doesn't actually matter. Okay? There's a trick there. What matters is how long you're going to hang on to it for. Okay, but it's not very heavy. We use it many times. It's how I get my biceps nice and strong, you know, just up and down. But the longer you hang on to it, the heavier it's going to get.
So it doesn't actually matter what's in there, but the longer you hang on to it, the heavier it is. And things get harder to hang on to the longer you hang on to them. So they're not very heavy. But they become heavy. You see, life is made up of issues. And there's nothing wrong with issues except for the inconvenience and the mental power required to deal with it. Rain on your wedding day, a change of plans, a flat tire on the way to work, a slightly larger bill than you expected, or a bit of gossip may be painting you in a bad light. Some of these issues get bigger, and if you hold on to them long enough, they turn into problems. Or burdens. Or maybe they are only little issues, but there are so many of them weighing down that it gets to a spot where it's just getting too heavy for you. The definition of a burden is something you hold on to, usually heavy. This doesn't mean that it's something physical, like a rock. A burden is something that you hang on to in our heads and in our hearts. Is something weighing you down? A thought? A pattern? Like, do you need to have an awkward conversation with someone that you love? Do you have a secret that would be better shared than kept in the dark? Are you sacrificing your time and your energy or things that you love and actually need in your life to help family or friends that don't seem to be appreciating it? But we do it because it's family, right? In my experience, things don't usually start out heavy. Just as a glass of water, but the more we dwell on things, the more we let things influence us, or the longer that we hold on to the secrets, the heavier they get. And there are plenty of examples of that in the Bible, of sin weighing and secrets weighing down people. So you're with me. Let me list a few things I see as some of the biggest issues out there, especially for the young people that I observe and talk to. But it doesn't mean that that we are immune to it as well, for those of us that are slightly more experienced in years. What others think of us? This includes peer pressure. This includes trying to look the part, trying to be accepted into the cool groups, trying to be part of it. People are always wondering and worrying about what others think of us. Trying to achieve high standards. You may have a reputation to uphold, you know, where you made the game play at one match, and now they expect you to do it at every other game. Or parents or bosses with high expectations that you'll get good grades, you know, they put them in the top schools, and they were there when they were younger, and they expect you to achieve. We got that sort of pressure. Taking on other people's problems. Trying to be that good friend, someone that you can be approachable, someone that you can come to and share all their problems with. But they haven't learned to deal with that negativity that they're taking on themselves. They're not counsellors. They overstep the mark from just being an ear to actually trying to fix the problems, and they take on those problems themselves. What we think of ourselves, letting our peers influence us. Do we hold on to what people say about us, even though it's not true, or at least have no justification for it? And then there's the other thing, I don't want to burden others. Maybe you've got an injury and you don't want to slow your friends down, that sort of thing. You don't want to be a burden to others. So it's what we think of ourselves can also bring us down. We have other things like social media. How long do we spend just scrolling away, wasting time, and even filling our heads with ideas and fantasies which were never part of God's plan for our lives? And then information overload, just information getting bombarded you from all avenues. We have devices and we have being connected, and the young people just seem to want to be connected today. How long can you leave that little flashing light that's on the corner of your screen before you have to pick up the phone and actually look at it? We have become a slave to those notifications, and it's just going to flash brighter, more often. It's going to ping and make noises until you actually answer that phone. We shouldn't let that control us. But these kids, I see it in my youth groups, they're having multiple conversations at once. You know, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on TikTok, they're on WhatsApp. My daughters can name a heap more than that. They just don't want to be alone. They need to be in the know. They need to know what's going on with their friends. They need to know where the events are. And even my youth group, it can go from 10 to 1 very quickly when one decides they're not going and starts telling everyone that they're not going tonight. They're all connected. It's like the noise and the silence. They like the noise. The silence and the stillness scare them almost. They need to know what's going on. And then there's unconfessed sin. A little lie here or there doesn't seem like a big deal. But sin has a way of bringing people down. Often it's the start of a downward slope, and it doesn't matter who you are. But we can't walk side by side with our Lord and Saviour if there is something in our lives. Even if it's done in secret and we don't think it's affecting anyone else, the Lord still knows. And again, yeah, we have plenty of examples of that. King David and that said his bones wasted away with the agony and the guilt that he had inside him. But maybe they have confessed their sins. Maybe they have repented, but they're actually hanging on to the guilt themselves. When there's no need to, God's already dealt with it if they've repented. And he's cast it away, but they're hanging on to it themselves. So it's easy to see how a couple of these examples, add a few more, hang on to them for a week or a month, or sometimes longer, and that little glass of water that we hold into our hands is actually starting to get pretty heavy. Found a book on the shelf. Well, I didn't find it. It's been there for quite a while. I did read it years ago. Pilgrim's Promise. You know, heard of it? Anyone read it? It's been around for many, many years. The author was actually born in the 1600s, so that's how long the story's been around for. Pilgrim's Progress, yes. This one's actually got a wee bit more. It's about his wife at the end of this one too. So it's been added to from the original story. So yes, it can read old-fashioned, the traditional versions, but there are English versions out there today. And for those of you that don't like reading as such, They have made it into an animated movie. I sat down and watched it the other day, and I will be showing it at youth group in the near future. It talks about a man named Christian who discovers a way to leave the city of destruction, to start on a journey to the celestial city. But he has to go alone. He can't take anyone along, as it's an individual's choice. So he leaves his wife and his kids, and he follows the path. As he goes, there is a burden that's growing on his back. Starts off small, but it grows. And the further he goes, the larger his burden gets. It comes to a point where it is uncomfortable, making even just walking hard. But it's not until along the journey, through the marsh of despondency, the valley of death, the hill of difficulty, that he reaches the foot of the cross. And his burden is actually lifted and taken away from him. Everything that has been weighing him down is gone as he surrenders to the foot of the cross. But his journey doesn't end there. And you'll have to go and read the book or watch the movie to find out what happens. I'm not going to spoil it. It's just a great illustration of a Christian's coming to understanding what salvation means and then his walk on from there. So I can circle back a wee bit deeper, and we'll look a wee bit deeper at that passage in Matthew. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Where can you use it? Thank you. Skip down to number 4 there, please. Yep. Just a picture of the cross and the big, ugly burden coming off it. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That sounds like a pretty straightforward, pretty inviting statement. But he didn't say you won't have anything else to do from this point on. He's not going to take it away and actually remove it completely from us. He goes on to say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, let's get on to number 5 there, please, Evan. What is a yoke? Take my yoke is what he says. What is a yoke? A yoke is a wooden cross member that was used to harness some animals together. In this case, oxen. But anything that was strong. And the idea was it was to make teamwork. So one animal can move a few things, used for moving carts, heavy loads, ploughing fields, and obviously animals are stronger than men, so they were able to harness them together this way. But if the load was too big, they added more animals to it, and that way, with their combined strength, they could actually move a lot more. So Jesus is saying here, come, hitch yourself to me, and we can work through and sort out your issues together. He doesn't want us to struggle, and he doesn't want us to go it alone. Life was never intended that way. Come and learn from me when you're tired, and I will help pull the load. Come and learn how to, in a sense, calm down. Relax a little, be gentle. When we have a clear headspace, we can actually deal with the things better, the issues that are around us. Sometimes we forget that Jesus was actually a man here on earth, and he knows the struggles that we are facing. When it comes to dealing with people, Jesus had a lot of that. Meeting deadlines and facing pressure. In Hebrews, talks about how Jesus can actually sympathize with our struggles. He knows what's going on and he can sympathize with us because he's been here. And he cares enough to say, mate, come over here. Hitch yourself beside me and let's do this together. It's like when your mate comes up beside you and just puts your arm around you. Same sort of thing. Let's do it together. Let's be connected. At the start, I mentioned that maybe I was writing a message that I needed to take notice of. Now I consider myself a pretty easygoing guy. There's not a lot that really worries me. But just like anyone, when all those little things start to add up, they start to get heavy. My biggest thing is that I'm not good at saying no. And I know my wife shakes her head at me quite a bit when I volunteer to assist in some way. Whether it's just getting in beside someone, whether it's lending a hand or lending some tools, a voice or an ear. But the issue is I actually don't have a lot of spare time myself. I take on too much, although not intentionally, but when a 5-minute job turns into 5 hours, it certainly gets frustrating. Most of the time I can juggle my calendar. And at home we have work rosters to deal with, one for each of us, staff rosters, we have kids rosters. I'm involved with other clubs and other groups, but they're normally only a meeting once a month. I race a couple times a month. I have a weekly youth group program out in Wallacetown. But then something will come up that's deemed urgent and needs my urgent attention. Then there could be a delay on a project. There could be other projects that aren't being finished. Got to juggle the family. And family is very important to me. I try my best to be with them at all, as many school things as possible, sport things, other appointments and engagements. I get drilled on being on time to these engagements as well. My report card often says, cuts it fine, or late again. I was early today. As well as the farming commitments and all those pressures that take to run a business, there's always something churning away in my head. Always something that, I'm thinking about the next plan, who to talk to, what job list I've got to tick off. And then just my nature, I actually get frustrated when I see or know of another thing that needs done, but there's no way I can actually do it. And I've got to let it go. So much to do, but not enough hours in the day. Are you in a similar boat, or is it just me? Why has life got so busy? How has just living day by day become difficult to meet all the demands? It doesn't need to be like this roller coaster. God never intended it to be like that, or I don't believe so anyway. Drop down to number 6 there, please. Yep, thank you. There's my Facebook profile, if anyone's keen. It's a constant reminder that, God's got other plans for me. But I know I've done most of this to myself. But is the weight on my shoulders not justified, or is it unreasonable? Apart from the overcommitting, which that is all on me, I do believe there are many seasons in a person's life. And God will use those seasons to help us on our journey. There are times when we may find ourselves enjoying a good book or a TV series because we actually have the time. And we should be using that time to rest and refocus and make plans and set goals, spending some time away with our Creator and feasting on the one who actually sustains us. And we do this by meditating on His Word and through constant prayer. There are other seasons which are hectic. There are other seasons where there's just heaps happening. It's almost like it's out of control. We've got family dramas. We've got work situations. We've got health issues. This is where the pressure comes on. And you get challenged. When these challenges seem too much, the issue at hand turns to a burden and overwhelms us. I have always loved the saying, ships don't sink because of the water around them. It's not until the water gets in that they become overwhelmed. It's a test of strength and endurance. Some of it we could call training and making discipline. But ultimately, I see these crunch points in our lives as a test of in whom we have our strength. When things are getting too much and when the demands of life are weighing us down and overwhelming you and you start to crack, where do you turn to find solace? Where do you find comfort? The Apostle Paul was reminded that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. when he was talking about a thorn in his side and how he'd asked God 3 times to take it away from him. That God just reminded him that when he was weak, God was strong. And we just got to learn that through our weakness, God's power is made perfect. There is a calm in the chaos when we step back for a moment and acknowledge that, hey, Lord, I need some help here. Lord, please help reset this board so we can glorify your name. Father, whatever the outcome of these situations may be, we acknowledge your sovereignty over it. You are in control. Like our pilgrim friend Christian, maybe we have to get back to the foot of the cross and have our burdens removed. Refocus. We need to walk in close fellowship with our God, never ceasing to pray or to commune with the omnipresent watcher over us. Matthew 28:11. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for your yoke is easy and my burden is light. How heavy is that glass of water in your life now? Are there some things that we need to let go of? Is there some things that you need to reach out to a caring friend and share with? A problem shared is a problem halved, as the saying goes. Or is it a burden where you actually need to reach out your hand to the Lord? Let him come and walk beside you. Hitch up to his wagon. Let's lay our burdens down and lighten our cup. Thank you.
As we sing this, just as I know you do, focus on those words. These words of this hymn are pretty amazing. And as we turn our eyes upon Jesus, we look full in his wonderful face, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonder.